Today from the Ohio Newsroom, can midwives help serve maternal care deserts? Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. This is Today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. Reduced access to maternal care has impacted more than 96,000 Ohioans in the last 2 years. That's the most of any state, according to a March of Dimes report. As care options become more limited, some hope home birth midwives can help fill the gap. But in Ohio, they're not legally recognized as providers. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports some rural practitioners want to change that.
This midwife's office in Athens is not Laura Silva's first stop for prenatal care. She already went to her local hospital to talk about birthing options, but it didn't feel like she had any say in her care.
I was not heard at all. They said, well, we're going to do this thing and this thing. And I was like, I don't like any of that.
Here, she looks comfortable. She leans back and holds out her arm for a blood pressure test. Erica Andrews, her midwife, is checking up on how she's feeling 6 months into her pregnancy.
What about practice rushes? Feeling your belly randomly tighten or let loose?
No.
Okay, that's okay.
Andrews has been practicing in Southeast Ohio for 5 years. She's one of just 2 certified professional midwives who serve in the 100-mile radius around Athens. And her schedule is booked. Ohio's maternal morbidity rate exceeds the national average, and she believes midwives could be the key to driving those numbers down, except they're limited in the support they can provide.
I cannot access the life-saving medicine such as Pitocin or Cytotec that would be needed, especially if I'm in a rural area and we have a really bad bleed. I'm not legally allowed to have or distribute those medicines.
That's because there is no regulation of home birth midwives. Ohio is one of 16 states that has no licensure process.
They're not quite legal. They're not quite illegal.
That's Cindy Colin, a researcher with the Ohio Policy Evaluation Network. She studies maternal care deserts. Colin says obstetric specialists are needed for surgical high-risk situations, but midwives can handle low-risk at-home births like Silva is planning.
I think what we have to move away from is that there is one model, and that's the model where, you know, you go to an OBGYN for all of your care, and that is the only way to get reproductive health care. Right. We need a model that encompasses all different kinds of medical care providers.
Not to mention, OBGYNs are scarce to begin with in rural areas. A spokesperson with the Ohio Hospital Association says rural hospitals don't have the money to recruit them. And when those hospitals struggle financially, they often close maternity wards first because they're costly. 9 in Ohio have closed down just in the last year. And 7 rural hospitals have closed their doors completely since 2014. Even if you're lucky enough to have a hospital in your community, it might not have the type of specialized care you're looking for. For example, the hospital in Athens doesn't allow women to have vaginal births if they've previously had a C-section.
Congratulations, you now need to drive 2 hours away if you want that care.
That's Lauren Genter, Athens' other certified professional midwife. She says midwives are trained for that care, but without licensure, they have to do so without easy access to lab work or ultrasounds. And when emergencies crop up that require Genter to transfer clients to a hospital, she's not always taken seriously.
The people giving birth, the families are the people who suffer. Things might not get translated that are important about their care. Records might not be transferred at all.
Genter says midwives are meant to offer patients more choices and more tailored care. But without formal licensing, there's no guarantee. In Athens, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. We'll talk with you tomorrow.